Today is Friday, September 25th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado. I'm Jacob Just reporting. A motorcyclist was busted by the North Dakota Highway Patrol on Wednesday for speeding. He was going 125 miles per hour on I-94 near Valley City when he was clocked by a trooper and pulled over. His ticket will cost him $250. The state patrol calls the violation, quote, blatant disregard of speed, and in post said, save these speeds for the racetrack. In other news, law enforcement agencies across the state participated in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign from August 14th to September 1st to deter motorists from driving impaired. Of the 138 alcohol or drug-related citations issued, there were 47 driving under the influence arrests or DUIs. Alcohol-related charges also include 50 arrests or citations for minor in consumption, minor in possession, and open container. This enforcement period also resulted in 19 drug-related arrests. Approximately 1 in 6 adult arrests in North Dakota in 2019 were for DUI. Alcohol and drug-related motor vehicle crashes, fatalities, and arrests are 100% preventable. Every driver and vehicle occupant can help meet the state's goal of zero motor vehicle fatalities and serious injuries by taking personal responsibility when traveling. This means wearing a seatbelt at all times, transporting children in child passenger safety seats appropriate for the child's age, height, and weight, driving distraction-free, driving sober, and obeying all posted speed limits. High visibility enforcement for traffic safety is one element of a collaborative effort to eliminate vehicle deaths in North Dakota. And finally, the semi-annual Guelph Community Rummage Sale will be held at the Guelph Community Center Gymnasium tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. and again tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be a large assortment of items available for free will offering. Food will also be available for purchase, and off-the-shelf items may also be purchased. Masks are welcomed, and customers are asked to be socially distanced. Proceeds will go towards the purchase of additional chairs for the community center. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, log on to newsdakota.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Jacob Just reporting.